Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. Today is September the 10th. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The year is 2020. And my name is Annika Konstantin. And on behalf of Dr. Alex Lloyd, I welcome everybody to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is dralexanderlloyd.com under resources. Before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process or Trilogy or memory engineering, any of the Dr. Alexander Lloyd programs. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes or the products, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your healing journey. All right, so before we get started with our questions, I would like to give you a few instructions. If you would like to raise your hand, please press star 2 on your keypad if you're calling in from a phone, or if you're calling in from the web call, you can also press star 2 or just press the button that says raise hand. I'm sorry. And if you're with us on the webcast, you should also see a chat box. You can type in your question, press submit, and I will then read your question out loud for everybody to hear. Please try to be brief when describing your question or your comment so everybody can take turns on this call and ask their questions. Okay, thank you so much. So before we get started with the Q&A part, let's get started with a healing code that we're going to be doing together. Now, if you have a certain issue, you can just see what that issue may be for you and just kind of tune into that. You can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 and see how strong it is, how much it bothers you. And you can ask yourself regarding that issue, whatever you have identified, how does that make me feel internally, emotionally? What feelings come up? What beliefs come up? And if you have identified something, rate that feeling again on a scale from 0 to 10. And now when you think of that feeling or belief, do you remember the earliest time you remember feeling this way in your life, especially when you were a child? Is there anything that pops up? It could also be from your teenage years or even later, so whatever pops up is wonderful. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it, but if something pops up, I encourage you to include it in your prayer. All right, so I will give you a moment right now to say a prayer from your heart about this issue. And then I'm going to read the template prayer from the book, The Healing Code, for all of us. And I'm going to guide you in the Universal Healing Code. All right, take your time to say a prayer from the heart. All right, if you haven't finished praying, you can continue praying or even while we do the healing code in a bit. And I'm going to go ahead and say the prayer. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue, or your problem and the connected memories that you've identified and the emotions be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Just relax while we do this. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, and you can place both hands over the middle of your heart if you'd like, or you can just rest your arms. Take another nice deep breath and relax. You could raise, you could rate your issue again if you'd like and see if it's budged, if it's gotten better. See how you feel. All right. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here. Again, my name is Annika Constantine, and I'm very happy to be your host today. Now, let's get started with the Q&A part of this call, and I'm going to just leave you with a few simple instructions. If you'd like to raise your hand, you can press star 2 on your keypad if you're calling in from a phone. If you're calling in from the web call, you can also press star 2 on the keypad, or just simply press the button that says raise hand. Now, I would like to remind you to try and keep your question brief or your comment brief. Of course, you can take your time, but don't try to go overboard in order for the other callers also to have the opportunity to ask their questions as they'd like. And if you would like to submit your question in written form, then please do so by opening the chat box in the webcast, type in your question, leave your name and email address, and press submit, and then I'm going to read the question for everybody to hear. All right, so anybody who has a question, please go ahead and raise your hand, or it could be a comment, or whatever you'd like to share. It's very welcome. All right, I do see a hand that has been raised by a caller ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am I speaking with?
It's Patricia, Annika. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I just want to thank you for the call, hosting the call, and I want to say that it's very valuable because I have an issue that I'm worried about for a while now. I'm in my countdown to retirement, which is supposed to happen mm-hmm. October 1st, and I want to tie up loose ends before I go. I'm working remotely from home. There's a lot of stress involved, but I have one particular issue that I've been wanting to address with my agency before I leave them, and doing so raises a lot of emotional issues for me mm-hmm. on many, many levels. Anyway, when we coded just now, I was able to focus a little more on what the actual feeling is and what was, you know, what's preventing me, what has been preventing me, and what it really feels like and means. It's a feeling of impotence, actually. When I had an issue in my life, I always historically have run the other way. But I know I would leave my job with a very bad taste in my mouth if I did not address this particular issue. And so mm-hmm. I I'm focusing on success with it and on being able to focus with it, because there are myriad ways of addressing it. That's another thing that's been hanging me up is, you know, shall I email the commissioner, or shall I communicate with this group that has to do with disabilities? All these different ways, or the man in charge of the unit, or different things. So I'm, all these things are distracting me from actually doing any of it. And I'm,
yeah.
I feel like kind of paralyzed in that sense. But now I need to just focus on just knowing that I can address this, look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, shape, or form, I just need to look at it and just know that, you know, fear is not part of me, and it's I could, in a straightforward way, just say what it is to them, and without any, you know, without drama over it. I don't need to put a solution with it. I just show them, you know, the evidence I have, and just say, you know, I'd like you to look at this because it is an important issue. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
I'm glad you were able to focus in on that, and when we did
yeah.
the code, so that's really wonderful. And I
oh,
wish
yeah.
you all the
thanks.
All the most of success with your endeavor,
yeah,
and I hope it
thanks.
Goes well.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks very much. Yeah. It's really important to state one's truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
in life. And I, yeah. as I say, historically I haven't, but now I really the time has come. I've been coding long enough. That I think I've gotten rid of enough superficial stuff that I think I can make some forward progress, you know, with it.
Yeah.
Going forward, rather than most of what I've been doing for all these years is like a cleanup job of all the debris
mm-hmm.
that's in there, and I haven't really made mm-hmm. forward strides, but I need to now with this thing before I leave the job. So anyway,
yeah.
thank you for the call. It's very valuable.
Oh, you're so welcome, Patricia. Thank you for your comment.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I've muted Patricia's line. If you have any questions or comments like Patricia, please come forward if you'd like by pressing star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand, or you can also press the button raise hand if you're with us on the web call. So whatever the case may be, and let's just see if we have any written questions that have been submitted. No, none so far. So if you do have a question, please go ahead. All right, so I have a hand. I see a hand that has been raised. Excuse me. by caller ending in 3016. 3016, I'm going to unmute your line. Hello,
hi,
who am I speaking with?
This is Ruth Deschler. And I have a call. I've been having quite a bit of trouble with my eyes. I've always been kind of nearsighted. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm older now. When I started having some trouble with my blood sugar, I really affected both eyes. And I also have mm-hmm. a cataract in my right eye. But what my question is about, these are physical things, but when you think about seeing, so am I seeing clearly spiritual issues or emotional issues or mental issues? So those are tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. They can definitely be very tied together. So, Ruth, what you could do to address this more effectively, because, of course, when we have a physical issue, we're just kind of looking at the symptom, and
yes.
what we want to do is, you know, yeah, get to the
yeah.
source of it, right? So, yeah, please go ahead.
Well, I did say my prayer for the physical mm-hmm. aspects of it, but then the that I would see clearly mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
That I would see with clarity and you know, mentally, emotionally, and spirit, spiritually, but
yeah,
I've never really gotten. I sort of want to say a response. You know, sometimes when you think of the broader picture, you get the aha moment, and it's like, oh well, this is what's in that category that I'm not seeing. I haven't quite gotten mm-hmm. that aha moment.
Mm-hmm. So, Ruth, when you think of that, do you get an emotion that you feel, like a negative feeling that you associate with, you know, those eye issues that you've been experiencing?
Well, it's frustrating because right now I am doing some field census work, so we're using iPhones, and so when you're out in the sun or other things, it can be a little hard seeing anyway. So that just really brings out that I'm not seeing well physically because I'm struggling to do that. Well, and actually any kind of screen, like a computer screen or the iPhone, the screens really seem to bother my eyes. Mm-hmm. But so I guess frustration is probably the emotion.
Yeah. So, Ruth, what you could do actually is to include that frustration in your, you know, your prayer when you address this, because your frustration will kind of lead to an issue that may be connected to that. Because what we really want is to have perfect peace about whatever the issue is, right? Even if it's a physical issue. So you could ask yourself if perhaps there's any frustration memories that pop up when you think of that feeling, or if you explore it a little further. And in that way, kind of, so it's kind of not usually what we think of, right? Because it's more straightforward if I think about, right? So if you're asking yourself, well, what am I not seeing, right? Spiritually, emotionally, and so forth. That's one way to go about it. But I think that could be definitely a different way of exploring this issue. You don't necessarily always have to know what the source of it is, but our emotions really do speak to us in that sense. And I think that can help you to just heal whatever is at the source of it, and I think that frustration is actually a piece of the puzzle as far as that issue is concerned.
I can see that, because what physically it's doing now, it's hindering my work, and so when I think about frustration from the past, it's about things not working out. That I seem to have a lot of self-sabotage. So which is an issue that I have thought of, tried to think about source of that. I'm not sure if what I think is the source is really the source. But yes, that is definitely an issue that keeps coming up. So I've tried to do some things. I'm very new to this, so I haven't done a lot of coding. at all. I'm still sort of learning the different parts of the. I only learned a little bit about Trilogy, and now I'm trying to learn how all the other things that people have been doing work into it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly something that has been very frustrating to me, is things not working out. So, so I'll have to try to get a. I'm not thinking of the right word. Tailored. Something to work on that issue. I'm not thinking of the right word, but I'll have to. Right now, when COVID hit, I lost quite a lot of my income, and it wasn't that much to begin with, but it was enough to live on. So losing a bunch of it is. So I am having some work, at least for this month. So I haven't been able to afford to get a coach or anything. But still, I'll keep that in mind and just try to do the basics and Trilogy with that thought in mind. So thank you very much for that.
You're so welcome, Ruth. And if you have any other questions, we hear for you. So.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
You're welcome, Ruth. All right, so muting Ruth's line. All right, so if you have any other question, same procedure, just press star 2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the web call, you can press the button that says raise hand, and I will then call out your name, your first name, or your last, the last four digits of your phone number. All right, and we have a question from Charlotte, and she asks, is there a healing code for confidence? Yes, well, definitely. Charlotte, what you can do, you can definitely work with the healing code on confidence. So that would be the issue, basically, that you would address. And just pray that anything that stands in the way of you feeling confident about yourself or your abilities or whatever it is that you don't feel confident about, that be healed. And I would probably say a category that could go very well with confidence would be trust. So trust in yourself, probably, most likely. And also I would probably say goodness. So how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem. That's, of course, also a really big part of it. So, Charlotte, if you would like to work on your confidence, I would suggest looking at those two categories in particular. But, of course, you can always work with the Universal Healing Code on your confidence. We do have manuals that you can order online on Dr. Alexander Lloyd's page, which is, I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again, dralexanderlloyd.com, Lloyd with one L. And we have several manuals that work with the 12 categories or even what we call the source relationship categories. So we have different ways of exploring those issues, and you can go more in depth in those manuals. Or, of course, just like Ruth just mentioned, if you would like to work with something more custom made on that, we have a wide array of coaches that work worldwide with you over the phone or Skype or Zoom to help you and create a custom healing code for you for that issue of confidence. So it's your choice, of course, whatever you feel is most helpful to you. But even just a Universal Healing Code or Trilogy is just wonderful to get started. I hope that helps your question. If you have any other question regarding that, please do reach out. And let's see if we have any other hand that has been raised. Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad. And check if any other questions have been submitted. Okay, I do not see any questions so far, except for Charlotte's that I just read. Again, it can be a comment as well, or an experience you've had that you would like to share that you think could be helpful. So whatever the case may be. All right, so I'm going to give you another minute if you have no questions. That brings us already to the end of our call. And please don't be shy. Very happy to help. Okay, Charlotte submitted another question, and I'm just going to open a page right now just to make sure I give you the right website. Give me one second, please. And then I'm going to read your question. I'm so sorry about that. Thank you for waiting. All right. So, Charlotte, remember I mentioned the Dr. Alexander Lloyd Page, which is Dr., meaning DR, DrAlexanderLloyd.com, Lloyd with one L. And I'm trying to navigate, actually. I'm not sure exactly how I can reach it. Anyways, let me just read your question first. So Charlotte asks, how do I reach out to coaches? So Charlotte, we have a list of coaches that is that you can find online, but I'm going to tell you exactly how to find it because right now I'm having a little bit of trouble to find it. Let me just tell you exactly how to get there. Okay, there you go. So you go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com, and then you can open the menu to your right, and you will tap the button that says Free Resources, and it will open up a few tests, for example, podcasts that Alex Lloyd does, books, and so forth. But you scroll down to the bottom, and there you can see a tab that says Coaching. So you would click on that, and it takes you to coaching. Or right now I see the actual name of the page, which is DrAlexanderLloyd.com/coaching. And here, when you go to that page, it says find a coach. And you can find a coach or you can find coaches that only do the healing codes. You can also find coaches that have been certified in Trilogy and memory engineering, the healing codes too, and so forth. And then you just click find a coach, and that will open our list of coaches that you can find online, and you can just go through them and look if you would like to work with any of those coaches. And you can also, if you'd like, book your sessions on that page. You will see another button, but you can also, of course, reach out to the coaches over their personal websites. If they have one, they're listed there. So that's how you find them. I hope that's helpful. So DrAlexanderLloyd.com/coaching/coaches. Both will lead you to the coaches. All right. Okay, so I do not see any more hands that have been raised. So I'm going to end this call officially, and I would love to wish you a wonderful evening or a wonderful day wherever you may be in the world. And just to let you know, okay, one more hand has been raised. I'm going to open your line. It's a caller ending in 5920. 5920.
Hi.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Lori.
Hi, Lori, how are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you today?
I was kind of asking about effectiveness of codes, like custom codes versus like the universal code. So sometimes I get a custom code from Johanna on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'm using the Trilogy for Health program, and I'm just wondering, is like a 3-week-old Trilogy custom code from Johanna more effective than one of the Trilogy for Health codes I've been using for months? I'm just wondering about the effectiveness of them.
Mm-hmm. So custom codes they're basically the most effective thing we have because they're, you know, tested on the spot and for that particular person. Now that Health Trilogy, I think that one that was created in one of the events with Dr. Lloyd,
No, it was another one. Like, I got the Legacy program, and it's included in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was originally presented to people on the All Access membership.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those programs. And I got the impression that when he created that they were custom codes. As well, like custom in the sense of like healing codes, one, there's two the codes for each category, and I think they're good for a lifetime or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I'm just wondering about the length of effectiveness for these codes.
Yeah, so you're referring to the custom codes as far as the length is concerned about those, or?
Yes, the effectiveness of it. Like, I've been working on using, say, the goodness category for the trilogy for health, and it's a 3-minute trilogy, and I did that for about a month, but then I got a custom code from, or I even participated in the group custom trilogy where goodness was part of that. So I'm just wondering, does the Trilogy for Health program, do those codes, because it sounds like he specially set aside time to create those, and so I'm wondering if they have, they're effective longer than the one from, like, the group trilogy codes where he does three, you know, focus trilogies.
Yeah, I think I know what you are trying to say. I'm not 100% sure about the health trilogy that you're referring to, because I'm not 100% sure which one that is. So I would have to look at that to know for sure. But generally what I can tell you is that when, for example, you receive a custom code or a custom trilogy from Johanna, for example, those are custom made for you and for your issues. So that tends to be the most powerful and most direct thing that we can create as coaches. Now, the things that, or the codes and processes that Dr. Alex Lloyd tests also and custom makes, of course, they're also custom made, but they're made for, you know, a wide array of people. So they're also custom made in that sense, right? But for example, if you receive something that's made just personally for you, I would say that's the most direct thing that you personally can receive, right? Now, of course, the wonderful thing about being in a group environment, for example, or doing it with more people, it tends to also multiply the effect of that healing. So I would say both, you know, ways of custom codes have their advantages and their strengths. And so you're basically just wondering if that health code or that custom code would be more effective for you for that health issue. Is that your question?
It kind of, because the custom guided trilogy that I participated in back in June has obviously lost its effectiveness, right? Because it's been more than a couple of weeks. And I'm just wondering if that happens in this program called Trilogy for Health. He goes through the 12 categories.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I think I know what you mean. No, those are lifetime codes, so they should be effective forever, basically. So whenever you have a health issue, you could always go back to those. So those are kind of like, those are wonderful as well because they're custom-made, but they're, you know, they're for a lifetime, so kind of just like what we have in the manuals.
Okay.
So whatever we have in the manuals, you can always go back to those. And then, of course, let's say you have a more pressing issue or something that's very acute, you can go to a coach and get a code for that, like
you did
with Johanna.
And that would probably be the most powerful, right? One custom-made for me. But they don't have as long-lasting an effect as the lifetime codes do.
Yeah, that's kind of the disadvantage of the custom codes, because they tend to be shorter in their effectiveness because they're very precise. So that's the, you know, the advantage. It's super custom tailored towards you in that moment, right? And the energetic patterns basically that are a part of the issue. But what happens because of that, because it's so precise, it, you know, as the energy changes and you're working with it and, you know, those energetic changes start to happen, after some time we basically have to adjust the frequency in order for it to be back to, you know, or for it to be as effective as possible. And that's why they tend to be only effective for a certain amount of time, right? Because they're also precise. Now, with the other codes, that's the great thing about them. You can always go back to them because they're made in a more, let's say, not a general sequence. I mean, they are custom made, but they are more general than something that's, you know, that you get specifically for a certain issue, right?
Right. Okay, so just wondering if at one point, like, I had a very intense health issue. I was kind of using all three. I was using Custom Guided Trilogy, the Trilogy for Health, and a custom one from Johanna. So mm-hmm. is that kind of redundant or helpful or, you know?
I would definitely say if it feels good to you and if you feel that it's, you know, it's not overwhelming you in any way, it's definitely helpful. So it's really up to you how you want to kind of mix and match, you know, whatever we have available. And, yeah, I would definitely always say whatever feels good to you is the right way. So just follow that.
Okay. And I think I had one more question. If I, you know, got a code from Johanna and used it, but then like a family emergency happened and I couldn't get back to using it for a couple of weeks, would it still be effective even though I started using it because the frequencies haven't changed yet? I haven't used it enough, or does it just kind of peter out after a time?
Yeah, no, you could definitely still use it after, even if you've paused it for a while.
Okay.
Perhaps not for the entire length. Let's say she said it was good for 2 weeks, right? And then you basically skip it for 2 weeks and then you go back at it. Maybe it would, you know, lose a little bit of those days that you have accumulated. But in general, you can definitely use it even later, yeah.
And
no problem.
I could probably do like a muscle test on myself to see if it's still effective. Is that possible?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of question should I be testing if I were to do that? Just that it's still 100% effective, or?
I would probably test a statement like this code is still effective, or this code is in full effect, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Laurie, for those great questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I've muted Laurie's line. Really great questions today. So let's see if perhaps we have gotten another one. No, I think that's all. All right. So I'm not sure if I mentioned it already, but I think that's when I took Laurie's call. But yeah, I just want to mention that we are going to be here, of course, again next week at the same time. This call takes place every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have any questions between today and then, you can always submit your questions beforehand if you can make it to the call and just listen to the recording at a later time. Or, of course, if you have the time to make it live, you can always ask your questions then. So I hope to see you or hear you next week. And I want to wish you a wonderful evening and God bless you, everybody. And if you'd like to say bye, I'm going to open the lines. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to